Very nice. Thank you.
So I guess I should repeat what I just announced,
everybody,
right?
Everybody heard it.
Everybody heard it, but it's not on the recording.
We didn't hear it because we couldn't get in for some reason.
Oh, really?
How come?
I don't know. We sat here and waited for 10 minutes and almost was going to go do a meditation. And we finally decided to try one more time and then popped in.
Well, thank you.
Okay. So we want to welcome everybody. And earlier I was talking about how pleased we are that everyone stepped up and got involved in the Refresh program. You have been very masterful and dedicated in that. Recently, Milena and I and John have been getting information about next year's new program, and we will be announcing that soon. Milena and John and I will be conducting a session in Refresh the first Sunday in October. And we will be talking, giving you information on this new program that is going to become available. We will also be covering very important parts of the conference that are so important energetically to go over and remember, because they are very relevant as we step into this new series of teachings. So the other thing that I want to remind everyone to do is to keep your light quotient stably in fifth, sixth, seventh dimensions and hold it there, because you're most of your prime directives and the directives that we have received over these last years of seating of the divine is to hold that fifth dimensional light template very stably. So that's your primary focus, is to be the light and to keep that focus stable and in that more refined frequency. There is an event coming up the 8th of August, which is the Lion's Gate. And this is when Sirius is in close proximity, and there are a lot of master imprints being transmitted at this time from that Sirius Stargate. So I want everybody to be aware, so you take advantage of that and utilize that in your spiritual practice to keep your light quotient as refined and as stably in that higher frequency as possible, because that is what you were directed to do when we unlock that fifth dimensional light template, is to hold it stably. So I know we've all taken that very, very seriously. So with that.
Well, I just so we have this for the record, but again, welcome to the July 2021. Grid Master, and of course we have some wonderful facilitators this evening that will help us, and it Marianne Bordeaux and Kazuko Cooper, and those two wonderful ladies will help us through the afternoon in our session. So thank you all for coming, and thanks for your efforts in doing this, and here's the girls.
Hello, everyone. It's so good to be here with you today. I'm going to speak loud just to make sure that you can hear me. As you know, I'm Marianne Bordeaux, and today Kazuko and Cooper and I are leading the Gridmaster session. Kazuko?
Hi, everybody.
Okay, thank you to Kazuko for doing this with me. What a wonderful, fun time we had co-creating this session. Thank you to Jana for giving us a nudge to step forward and lead this session and for supporting us. Thank you, John and Joan, Kimber, Kathleen, Katie, and anyone else who assisted in bringing this session together. We are also in gratitude to all of you for giving us this opportunity. The format for today is Kazuko will lead us in a meditation. Then I'll guide us in a different type of transmission. Then back to Kazuko for a closing transmission from the center of the pink diamond. Over to you, Kazuko.
Hi, thanks. Hi again. This is Kazuko. I have to say, this is completely, totally new to me. I have never led a meditation before. So it's going to be an adventure. I'd like to thank everyone for allowing me to share myself in this way. And thank you for your support. Mm-hmm. I'd like to thank Marianne for inviting me to share our experiences in hosting today's Gridmasters service call. So let us begin. I'd like to lead ourselves into grounding and a unity meditation. Here we go. Let us take a nice deep breath. Breathing in love, exhaling light. Breathing in light and exhaling love. A couple more nice deep breaths. Feel the body calming, the mind relaxing. Let us come into our innermost sanctuary, our sacred heart center. Touch your physical heart if you like, feeling into your body. I often use my hands like this, seeing my central channel connecting to heaven and earth. One hand at the sacred heart center, high heart or seat of soul, and the other hand at the Tantian or solar center area. It just helps me to go into alignment instantly. See and feel the crystal river flowing through you, a living fountain of light. See the light that you are. Drop your grounding cord into your earth star and into the Mother Earth. See and feel brilliant golden light lighting up all around you. Beautiful scintillating light lighting up all around, flooding the world. Become aware of your entire triadic system, spinning and spinning in a magnificent vortex of brilliant light engulfing your entire body, creating a beautiful unified field. See and feel the brilliant magenta flame in your sacred heart. A powerful vortex of light emanating from the field of sacred heart consciousness. see and feel your pineal center. Beautiful magenta flame, uniting with the brilliant magenta flame of the Sacred Heart, where the magenta color coding is now coiled within your Sacred Heart. Be aware of the magenta crystalline lotus above your crown. The 12th dimensional magenta color coding emanating, radiating unconditional love and unity consciousness from Source, which is within each of our Sacred Heart. Watch this beautiful magenta color coding streaming through your central channel and permeate throughout your physical body, your cellular system, and filling your entire unified field in brilliant magenta color. Be in your light body. Be aware of the sacred name of Source, Yod, He, Vav, He, imprinted in your light body and etheric body. See the brilliant light garment we wear, also emblazoned with Yod, He, Vav, He. Let us be aware of our personal pillar of light, which is also imprinted with the sacred name of Source. Let us say these sacred words three times. Yod, He, Vav, He. Yod, He, Vav, He. Yod, He, Vav, He. Aya Ashur Aya. Let us say it three times. Aya Ashur Aya. Aya Ashur Aya. Aya Ashur Aya. Activate your beautiful Merkaba vehicle, which is composed of the three-level spinning star tetrahedrons surrounded by the crystalline spheres of light. Spin your Merkaba at 100% speed of light. And 30% speed of light. Let us enter our crucible one by one, joining our teachers of light, lords of light, the Elohim, archangels, ascended masters, star beings from Sirius, Arcturus, Pleiades, beings from Andromeda who are transmitting from the blue crystal of wisdom and the green crystal of love, undifferentiated love. We are so grateful for their love and support. Let us begin our service. Miriam will lead us the next segment.
Okay, thank you, Kazakal. That was lovely. Lately, I've been finding that walking in nature, particularly amongst the trees, really helps me to be grounded and in the present in my fifth dimensional light body. I feel the energetics in my body, but I also see my personal pillar expanding. All around me are the beautiful plants, the wildflowers, and the regal, majestic, commanding trees. I see and feel myself expanding and expanding to encompass it all. It often brings me to tears of gratitude and appreciation. And I find that later, all I need to do is recall looking up at the trees, and I'm in that expanded space. That reference point, the visualization, really helps me. Excuse me. So today we're creating another reference point by going on a little journey to see and hear and feel and transmit. It's a little different than what we've done in our sessions before. First, I'll give you a little bit of background. In 2012, a guy by the name of Matt Harding traveled to many cities around the world and invited people to join with him in dancing. He brought smiles and joy and love and hope and oneness on his journey. He then returned home to the US and created and released a YouTube video to the song called Trip the Light. If you're not familiar with the term, trip means to activate the light, like tripping the light switch. Today, we're going to bring that experience into present time and travel with Matt to these same cities. We'll start by previewing the video. There's so much happening that it's helpful to watch and listen and observe and enjoy, excuse me, and enjoy the video first to get an idea of what it's about. And after that, we'll go through it a second time when we'll add our contribution. If you're calling in with audio only, just go with the flow, and you may want to watch the video later. I will post the link on our site. The song has been on my playlist since I first saw the video in 2012, and it's still one of my favorites. I'll read the lyrics to you now so that you don't have to put your attention on them as you observe everything that's going on. So here they are. If all the days that come to pass are behind these walls, I'll be left at the end of things in a world kept small. Traveled far from what I know, I'll be swept away. I need to know I can be lost and not afraid. And then the chorus, we're going to trip the light, we're going to break the night, and we'll see with new eyes when we trip the light. Second verse. Remember we're lost together. Remember we're the same. We hold the burning rhythm in our hearts. We hold the flame. We're going to trip the light. We're going to break the night. And we'll see with new eyes when we trip the light. Third verse. I'll find my way home on the western wind to a place that was once my world back from where I've been. And in the morning light, I'll remember as the sun will rise, we are all the glowing embers of a different, distant fire. We're going to trip the light, we're going to break the night, and we'll see with new eyes when we trip the light. This is written in 2012, but it's so applicable even today. Now, we invite everyone to join your hearts with the hearts of the dancers, feeling the movement and freedom in your body. Take a few deep breaths, and here we go. There, how was that? Didn't the sounds and sights and colors and movement just make you feel happy and joyful and big?
Yes, definitely. Joyful. Delicious, yeah. Joyful.
Great. Now we're going to go through the video again. Our intention is to bring our fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional divine light through the element of love and transmit unity, love, equilibrium, and balance to the earth, the elementals, and humanity in these cities and countries, going far beyond to all corners of the earth. As you do this, give yourself permission to move your body. Maybe get off your chair and dance. even sing, hum, or whistle.
Delicious joy.
Everyone in our crucible is invited to participate, the physical and the non-physical beings of light. With a special invitation to Master Kuthumi, who loves to dance. So please take a few deep breaths, and again, here we go.
No sound.
The sound.
What happened to sound? Oh no.
Marianne, the sound is gone.
Sorry?
Sound's gone.
Everyone needs to mute themselves except for Marianne.
Oh. Really? Okay.
All right. Is that okay?
It's gone again.
It was just for a minute because I turned it off. There, wasn't that exhilarating? What a celebration. It's so wonderful to be in the body, experiencing ecstatic unity and love in such joy with all those beautiful people around the world in the now time in the quantum field. We are one in unity in the hearts of humanity, the elementals, Mother Earth, and in unity with all that is. Every time I see this video, I am so filled with love, compassion, and gratitude. What an honor to be helping to raise the planet to a planet of pure Christ consciousness. From now on, anyone who listens to this song or watches this video will feel our love and joy and be exponentially uplifted. Just imagine the energetics surrounding it now. Now I'll turn it over to Kazuko for the closing transmission. Much gratitude and appreciation to everyone in our crucible for co-creating with us today. Kazuko?
Thanks, Marianne. That was really fun, wasn't it? So once again, let us be aware of our light body and our macabre field of light, joined in the center of the crucible with all the members of the crucible. We see in the center of the crucible, the basic pink diamond, which is anchored into the cube and slowly rotating, creating a coherent light-filled base of the cube, replacing the distorted base. We merge now in the center of the pink diamond with the great pillar of unity that Yeshua and Mary Magdalene firmly transmit. We are joined together with Yeshua and Mary Magdalene in our brilliant personal pillar of light in the divine unity with all that is, radiating out the light, transmitting the element of love and the equilibrium of unity that brings peace on us, peace in the entire galaxy, peace within humanity. If you like, let our arms spread at the shoulder level from our sacred heart with palms upwards. Just as Yeshua taught us in the 2018 Crystal Conference, we create an elongated diamond-shaped cross, a beautiful pink diamond of love and unity. Let us transmit that Christed light from our Christed beingness to the world, the earth, the humanity, and every sentient being on earth, the elementals, and the inner earth. Let our brilliant golden multicolored light stream forth from our fingertips, our third eye, our sacred heart center, and a solar center. Let us stably hold and radiate out the energetics of resurrection for humanity and the earth. Continue transmitting as long as you wish. Thank you. Many blessings.
Thank you.
Thank you all for participating in this service project. As you go forth in your daily life this month, think about the impact that you have as you are the light, that great light being who came here to make a change in the world and in humanity's consciousness. So with that, we will complete our session. Blessings, everyone. Blessings. Oh.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
You all.
Thank you all. Thank you, cousin. So beautiful. So beautiful. And fun.